calling customer service. My name is Jaquan. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Linda Sparks, and I just talked to one of your customer service reps, a person by the name of Kendra.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to talk to a supervisor, if I could, please.
All right, can I get your zip code?
73072.
And your first and last name?
The order was James Sparks.
And can you verify your shipping address?
1899 Saddleback Boulevard, number 34, Norman, Oklahoma, 73072.
All right, it says they already had it canceled for you.
The problem is I want I need to talk to a supervisor about what Kendra told me.
About the refund in the dispute?
Yes, and she said that I would get no refund. I don't want 35% of my $56.95. I want the full refund. It is not a membership that I wanted or sought, and she told me that there would be no refund until the fraud unit at our bank contacted you all. So I need to talk to a supervisor to see if that is your actual policy for dealing with.
If you're disputing a charge, you have to call with your bank on the line if you want a full refund from us for them to drop the dispute so we can issue you a full refund. But
it would be a full refund of $56.95.
Yeah, if you're disputing and if you drop the dispute, you have to call with your bank on the line so we can issue a full refund. But as far as a refund, now we can only do like 35%.
Okay. So it does take my bank contacting you to get the full refund.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what was your name again?
Jaquan. J-A-Q-U-A-N. Jaquan.
Okay. So there is no supervisor to talk to. So I will contact my bank and let them know you have said a full refund will be forthcoming if they contact you directly.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.